but he came to Australia regularly. I'm going to start this program with one of his most well-known songs, and that will be followed by a studio session that we recorded in 2001. This is Alistair Hewlett.
Came to this country in fetters and chains, outlaws and rebels, but numbers for names. And on the triangle were beaten and maimed, blood stained the soil of Australia. Dukies and duchesses, lash lads and whores, you worked their plantations and polished their floors, lived in their shadow and died in their wars. Bloodstained the soil of Australia. Does it go in your heart beat to see tar and concrete cover the tracks of the old bullock train? Have you grown so heartless to christen in progress when the swaggies have all waltzed but filled away? From your own native home, hardship and poverty caused you to roam over the bracken and over the foam. What stained the soil of Australia? Then in the fever for fortune and fame, you caused the poor blacks to suffer the same. Imprisoned on missions are hunted for game. Stain the soil of Australia. Does it quicken your heart to see tar and concrete cover the tracks of the old bullock train? Have you grown so heartless to christen in progress when the swaggies have all waltzed Matilda? It's 200 years since you came to this land, betrayed by the girl with the black velvet band. And still to this day you don't understand what stained the soil of Australia. Koori and white, called Australian and new, brothers and sisters of every hue. The future is ours, take the wealth from the few and raise the red. Let it quicken your heartbeat, the wrongs at your own feet. Travel it lightly and travel it well, and don't speak of success of risen in progress till the swaggies can all waltz Matilda as well. And don't speak of success but risen in progress till the swaggies can all waltz Matilda as well.
Track off an album that I've got coming out. It's called Dance of the Underclass. I was hoping to have it out in time for the festival here, but such is life. This song's called Yuppie Town. People who live round here, they don't have that much. They make do with things others wouldn't even touch. Be blue, the browns here, they work in the factories. And they don't have to choose, they're ruled by necessity. And they better watch out, there's a new breed taking over, they're driving us out. They've been giving us the old ones over. They want to tear the place down and turn it into yuppie town. They want to tear the place down and turn it into yuppie town. Blue LeBron's here, remember how it used to be. Natter to your neighbour on the street for stopping for a cup of tea. People who LeBron's here, they like to have a beer and all. But since the old pub changed hands, you can't get in overalls. And they better watch out, there's a new breed taking over, they're driving us out. They've been giving us the old ones over. They want to tear the place down and turn it into yuppie town. They want to tear the place down and turn it into yuppie town. Here, they're gonna have to push off west. Funny how the powers that be, they always think they know what's best. People who live round here, they've got the place in such a state. People who live round here, pull down the price of real estate. And they better watch out, there's a new breed taking over, they're driving us out. They've been giving us the old ones over. They wanna tear the place down and turn it into yuppie town. They want to tear the place down and turn it into yuppie town. They want to tear the place down and turn it into yuppie town.
Thanks very much. All right, this is a brand new song. There's no doubt about this recession. It's certainly bending a lot of us severely out of shape. Wrote this song shortly after the Strathfield massacre in Sydney. It's called Out in the Danger Zone.
I can take so much, then it gets to the point when my head explodes. I'm gonna trash this joint. It's a fine line out in the danger zone. There's a hole in the wall as big as my fist. Got an axe to grind and a rope to twist. It's a fine line out in the danger zone. And the face in my TV screen says time to switch on the fog machine. The past is gone and the future's been postponed. Yeah, we all get some disease in the crossfire grip of the credit squeeze. Taking like a time bomb out in the danger zone. It's a fine, fine line. It burns like a shot of turpentine. It's a fine, fine line out in the danger zone. It's a fine, fine line. They'll get theirs and I'll get mine. It's a fine, fine line out in the danger zone. When you fall from the wheel of bust and boom, and you can't find a door to the waiting room, it's a fine line out in the danger zone. You burn down slow like a cigarette, then you fall through the hole in the safety net to the fine line out in the danger zone. At the concrete block motel, when they lower you down into the wishing well, how does it feel when you know that you're on your own? With nothing left to lose,
out on pills and booze and ticking like a time bomb out in the danger zone. It's a fine, fine line. It burns like a shard of turpentine. It's a fine, fine line out in the danger zone. It's a fine, fine line. They'll get theirs and I'll get mine. It's a fine, fine line out in the danger zone. I can take so much, then I have to pass. He wanna put the blame on the working class for the fine line out in the danger zone. When blood runs wild in the streets of shame and streets run wild in the halls of fame, hear the sirens howl in the danger zone. And the face in my TV screen says time to ban everything obscene. Close the whole place down and raise the tone. And a system in decay wipes its hands and walks away while hell breaks loose out in the danger zone. It's a fine, fine line. It burns like a shot of turpentine. It's a fine, fine line out in the danger zone. It's a fine, fine line. They'll get theirs and I'll get mine. It's a fine, fine line out in the danger zone. Out in the danger zone. Out in the danger zone.
If you were watching your TV a few nights ago, there was a documentary on called Cop It Sweet, expose of the activities of the police in Redfern up in Sydney. That documentary confirmed what our Koori brothers and sisters have been trying to tell us for years, that the Redfern cops are fascists. Shortly after they came to power, the Greiner government initiated a dawn raid on Everly Street in Redfern. They sent in the tactical response group, the TRG, in the small hours of the morning with sledgehammers to bash down people's doors. And if anyone had an electrical appliance that they didn't have a receipt for, they were charged with stolen property. I wrote this song after the dawn raid in Redfern. It's called Which Side Are You On? The chorus is dead easy. Sing along.
Come gather round you people, you women and you men. Once more our backs are against the wall, we're being attacked again. Which side are you on? Tell me, which side are you on? Now, which side are you on? Tell me, which side are you on?
Do you want to try the chorus with me?
Which side are you on? Tell me, which side are you on? Now, which side are you on? Tell me, which side are you on? We fought a million battles to defend our hard-won rights. We're going to have to fight again. Ask you here tonight, which side are you on? Tell me, which side are you on? No, which side are you on? Tell me, which side are you on? Greiner says the Land Rights Council must come under white control. Since when did a white man's government fight to get back the land they stole? Which side are you on? Tell me, which side are you on? Now, which side are you on? Tell me, which side are you on? And Pickering sent the gun squad to clean up Everly Street with loaded guns and riot shields to collect the few receipts. Oh, which side are you on? Tell me, which side are you on? Now, which side are you on? Tell me, which side are you on? They talk of law and order, it's pure hypocrisy. If they wanted law and order, they'd disband the TRG. Which side are you on? Tell me, which side are you on? Now, which side are you on? Tell me, which side are you on?
So the choice is here before us. There's just one thing to do. Support the Land Rights Council and see the struggle through. Which side are you on? Tell me which side are you on? Now which side are you on? Tell me which side are you on? Oh, which side are you on? Tell me which side are you on? Which side are you on? Tell me which side are you on?
Thank you very much. I'll play you one more song. Again, this is not a song that I wrote myself. I'll be playing a few of those over the weekend, but I thought tonight I would play a few of the songs that I especially love that were written by other people. This is a very old song. It was written in 1871 in France by a man called Eugene Potier. He was a survivor of the massacre of the communards in Paris. That was the first time that our people, our class, the proletariat, the workers, ever were able to seize control of the state and begin to run society for themselves instead of having to run it for the bosses. It was not able to survive for all that long before they sent the troops in to crush it. Now this song has been translated into many different languages. I'll sing you the English version. This was the song that they sang in Beijing before the tanks came in to suppress the democracy movement there. It's called the Internationale, and the chorus is dead simple. It goes, so comrades, come rally, in the last fight let us face. The Internationale unites the human race. I'll say goodnight on it. Arise, ye workers, from your slumbers. Arise, ye prisoners of want. For reason in revolt now thunders, and at last ends the age of cant. Away with all your superstition, servile masses, arise, arise. We'll change henceforth the old tradition, we'll spurn the dust to win the prize. Ah, so comrades, come rally, and the last fight let us face. The Internationale unites the human race. Ah, so comrades, come rally, and the last fight let us face. The Internationale unites the human race. No more deluded by reaction, on tyrants only we'll make war. The soldiers too will take strike action, they'll break ranks, they'll fight no more. And if those cannibals keep trying to sacrifice us to their pride, they soon shall hear the bullets flying, we'll shoot the generals on our own side. Ah, so comrades, come rally, and the last fight let us face. The Internationale unites the human race. Ah, so comrades, come rally, and the last fight let us face. The Internationale unites the human race. No savior from on high delivers, no faith have we in prince or peer. Our own right hand, the chains must shiver, chains of hatred, greed and fear. Ere the thieves will out with their booty, and give to all a happier lot. Each at the forge must do their duty, and will strike while the iron is hot. Ah, so comrades, come rally, and the last fight let us face. The Internationale unites the human race. Ah, so comrades, come rally, and the last fight let us face. The Internationale unites the human race. The Internationale unites the human race. Thank you all, good night.
Alistair Hewlett performing at the 1992 Port Fairy Folk Festival. And most of the performances that I saw and heard of Alistair Hewlett finished with that song, the Internationale. In this program, I played just a few of his great songs. There are many others. In the words of his partner Fatima of 17 years, Alistair was a kind gentleman who was committed to fighting for a better world, a world based on the principles of justice, equality, love and respect for all humanity. The world was a better place for knowing him, and is a sadder place for his loss. He leaves a great legacy in his music that will continue to bring inspiration to many who, like him, believed a better world was possible.
There's a man in my bed, I used to love him. His kisses used to take my breath away. There's a man in my bed, I hardly know him. I wipe his face and hold his hand and watch him as he slowly fades away. And he fades away, not like leaves that fall in autumn, turning gold against the grey, he fades away. Like the bloodstains on the pillowcase that I wash every day, he fades away. There's a man in my bed, he's on a pension, although he's only 50 years of age. The lawyer says we might get compensation in the course of due procedure, but he wouldn't say for certain at this stage. And he fades away, not like leaves that fall in autumn, turning gold against the grey, he fades away. Like the bloodstains on the pillowcase that I wash every day, he fades away. And he's not the only one who made the trip so many years ago to work the Whitnum mine. So many young men old before their time and dying slow, they fade away. A wheezing bag of bones with lungs half clogged and filled with clay, they fade away. There's a man in my bed, they never told him the cost of bringing home his weekly pay. When the courts decide how much they owe him, how will he spend his money when he lies in bed and coughs his life away? And he fades away, not like leaves that fall in autumn, turning gold against the grey, he fades away. Like the bloodstains on the pillowcase that I wash every day, he fades away. Not like leaves that fall in autumn, turning gold against the grey, he fades away. Like the bloodstains on the pillowcase that I wash every day, he fades away.
All right, this is a song called Don't Sign Up for War. It's part of a song cycle that I've been working on for the past couple of years, actually, about events in Glasgow around about the time of the First World War. They called it Red Clydeside. It was a working-class revolt against the patriotism and the jingoism and the slaughter that was taking place at that time as Britain and Germany were locked in mortal combat over empire. And Red Clydeside was led by a fellow called John McLean, who was jailed twice and sentenced to hard labour under the Defence of the Realm Act
and twice he was released early due to massive popular protest against his incarceration. The amazing thing about Red Clydeside is that the situation that we were speaking about earlier in Sleepy Scotland, which is the title of my latest CD, a country which was written off by the trade union movement south of the border as a total basket case. It was out of Sleepy Scotland that Red Clydeside emerged. Anyway, this is a song based on John McLean's slogan at the time, "Don't sign up for war." See an Arthur Henderson, the bomber, oh, the working men. When war broke out, he pressed his suit and he ran to catch the train. He signed a deal in London, no more strikes until the fighting's done. In Glasgow town, the word went round, tag 10 to John McLean. He said, "A bayonet, that's a weapon, with the working man at either end. Betray your country, serve your class. Don't sign up for war, my friend. Don't sign up for war." When they turned him out the Langside Hall, John stood up at the fountain. What he said was tailor-made to magnify the friction. You patriots can roar and bawl, it's not but braggart's fiction. The only war we're fighting for is war against oppression. He said, "A bayonet, that's a weapon, with the working man at either end. Betray your country, serve your class. Don't sign up for war, my friend. Don't sign up for war." The police wicked him out of there and down to Queen's Park Station. They told him plain, "Offend again and we'll make you rue the day, son." But Johnny didn't turn a hair, he called for a demonstration. A mighty crank, 10,000 strang, turned out against conscription. The first time that they came for him, John Kent, he meant the business. He didn't play for mercy, he said, "Give me British justice." The justice that he called for stunned many into silence. When out the hell the hammer fell, 3 years was the sentence. He said, "A bayonet, that's a weapon, with the working man at either end. Betray your country, serve your class. Don't sign up for war, my friend. Don't sign up for war." Clamour to release McLean reached fever pitch in Mearman. In a year and a half, he caught it half, but Christ had touched him, sir man. He came back all before his time, but he didn't seem to care, man. Yeah, you can, I'm still the one, will cause you to beware, man. Time that they jailed McLean, he came guy close to Scanner, where rubber hose bit up his nose. They kept him swaps apart. Let him out or keep him in, Red Clyde was our only start. Away they turned, the government was wheeling brawly Guthart. He said, "A bayonet, that's a weapon, with the working man at either end. Betray your country, serve your class. Don't sign up for war, my friend. A bayonet, that's a weapon,
with the working man at either end. Betray your country, serve your class. Don't sign up for war, my friend. Don't sign up for war.
Alistair Hewlett singing and playing Don't Sign Up for the War. It's been a few years since you've been here.
Yeah, 1996 I left.
Yeah, 5 years almost now. Mm. Tell me, or tell our listeners, what you've been doing.
I left Australia shortly after recording a CD with Dave Swarbrick, the English fiddler, called Saturday Johnny and Jimmy the Rat. Then we toured Australia and headed off together to Britain. We shared a house in Herefordshire on the Welsh border in a little town called Kington, very remote little town that dates back to the 8th century. And we lived there for a year and wrote and recorded an album called The Cold Grey Light of Dawn, and toured Britain a couple of times. Then he moved back to Coventry, where he has a house, and I moved up to Glasgow. I've been living there for the last 4 years. A 19th century sandstone tenement in Glasgow. And I'm very happy living there.
Tell me about the folk scene and how it's different from what you experienced when you were living in Australia, living in Sydney and playing festivals and folk clubs in Australia.
Well, the folk festivals in Britain are very similar to the folk festivals that we have here. There's just more of them, a lot more of them. Somewhere every week. Sometimes there's two or three on the same weekend. The folk clubs and the kind of art centre circuit is what really sets Britain apart, because whereas folk clubs here tend to be, you know, sort of in tiny community centres and there's not many of them, the folk club scene there is quite thriving and quite strong, and you can actually play on the folk scene and rarely appear at a folk festival. I know quite a few folk singers who just don't do festivals. They do the art centres and the folk clubs. And that's really what I think sets the scene apart there. There's hundreds and hundreds of clubs.
Does that make it financially easier to get by and work as a professional singer and writer?
It doesn't really come into the equation, really.
But you have to earn enough to eat and to have a place to
live. Oh, yeah, obviously.
And through your music, is that easier in Britain?
Well, it's feasible in Britain, whereas it's not in Australia, because there just aren't that many gigs in Australia that you could, you know, unless you're playing in the pub circuit, which I was when I was here. I was not playing exclusively to a folk audience because of my days playing with Roaring Jack. When we played electric punk folk, we had picked up an audience that I don't have in Britain, so I play exclusively to the folk audience in Britain. But there's enough clubs and art centres and the occasional festival that I get that I haven't had to do anything except play music since I've been there. So I guess it's going well.
So tell me about the most recent CD, In Sleepy Scotland. Tell me about the songs.
Well, In Sleepy Scotland was meant to be a companion disc to another recording called Red Clydeside. In Sleepy Scotland was the name given by trade unionists to the situation north of the border in Scotland. They considered the Scottish working class to be too infected with sectarianism and too habituated to alcohol to be very much use in the fight for social change. So Scotland was sort of dismissed by the English trade unionists. But it was out of Sleepy Scotland that Red Clydeside, that enormous revolt that took place in the central belt of Scotland during the years of the First World War, arose. So I've written 12 songs, which I'm recording with Dave Swarbrick, about Red Clydeside. And Sleepy Scotland is largely a collection of traditional ballads from Scotland, which was kind of intended to kind of paint a picture of Scotland prior to the days of Red Clydeside. That was the sort of concept. But as it's turned out, In Sleepy Scotland's come out well before Red Clydeside's finished. This is a ballad about a banished man called Brown Adam. The ballad doesn't tell you why he's been outlawed, but he's living in the forest with his lover. And one day while he's out hunting, he has a premonition that all is not well at home. And he's right. Yeah, this is the story of Brown Adam.
Now I would wish for the wind to blow, or the green leaves fall therewith. I would wish for a leal and love than Brown Adam the smith. For his hammer's o' the beaten gout, his anvil is o' the steel. His fingers white, they're my delight, and he blows at his bellows wheel. But they have banished him, gone Brown Adam, they feather and they mither. They banished him on Brown Adam, they sister and they brother. And they banished him on Brown Adam, they the floor of his kin. He made him a bower in the good green wood, atween his lady and him. Now it fell out upon a day, Brown Adam he thought lang, he would have walked to the greenwood gang to hunt some venison. And he's chained his bow upon his arm, his brand unto his horn. He's a walked to the greenwood gone as fast as he could run. And he shot up, and he shot down the bird upon the briar. He sent it home to his lady gay, telling her he'll get cheer. And he shot up, and he shot down the bird upon the thorn. He sent it home to his lady gay, telling her he'd be home in the morn. But it was then that thoughts they come into his head, as he rode out on his way. Some evil in his absence might befall his fair lady. And when he came to the lady's bower, he tarried a little far by. There he saw a false young knight come to tempt his lady gay. First he's put out a purse of gout, it was full right up to the string. Grant me love, oh love lady, and I shall all be thine. Well, I'll lose Brown Adam weel, she said, oh what could he lose me? I wouldn't I gie Brown Adam's love for all the gout it could be. Then he's put out a front gout ring, it was set with a costly stain. Grant me love, oh love lady, and I shall be your ain. Well, I'll lose Brown Adam weel, she said, oh what could he lose me? I wouldn't be a light layman for all the gout you could be. Then he's put out a lang, lang brand, he held it up to her chin. Grant me love, oh love lady, or through you this shall rin. Then sighing said this lady fair, Brown Adam he tarries lang. Up and jumped young Brown Adam, he cried, lady, I'm here at your hand. And he's made him leave his purse and his gout, he's made him to leave his brand. He's made him to leave a far finer thing, our fingers are his right hand.
In Red Clydeside, does it make a difference when you're there? Does it feel different to be writing songs? Mm. The process of the song.
I'm really glad that you asked me that, because I couldn't have done it not having been there. I couldn't have done it purely from my imagination. I had to walk down the streets where it happened. I had to go to Duke Street
prison where John McLean, who led Red Clydeside, he was arrested and jailed a total of 6 times. Twice he was sentenced to hard labour for his opposition to the war. He was charged with treason. There was an act, an emergency act of Parliament called the Defence of the Realm Act, and under that act it became a criminal offence to speak out against the engagement in the war, and McLean was very vocal in his opposition to the war. He was not just a conscientious objector, he was actually standing outside the recruiting office saying, don't sign up, you know. So, you know, he was a major target for the authorities. Twice they sentenced him to hard labour, twice he was released early as a result of massive popular protest. I not only read everything I could get my hands on from the period, and there's a number of books written which are actually eyewitness accounts, but also to go to the places where it happened and actually get a feel for the locations was essential, you know, because I think the kind of art in songwriting is the tiny details that you place in the song that just give it a degree of authenticity. So it's not purely a kind of imaginative or abstract process. You have to sound as if you've been there to actually be convincing. So I had to live in Glasgow to write Red Clydeside.
Now let's talk about then the traditional songs being also in the right place, in the place where some of the songs came from. Has that meant that some of the older songs that you were singing in Australia have changed, or you've changed the way you sing them?
I think my accent's got stronger since I've been back home again. I sing a lot of the songs still that I wrote in Australia over there. Audiences are very interested in life here. The picture that many of them get of Australia comes from programmes like Neighbours, which is enormously popular in Britain. It's one of the most popular soapies. And many, many people think that Australia is Ramsay Street. And so when I sing songs like The Plains of Maralinga, for instance, they're really interested to hear what that was all about. But I've also begun to include a lot more traditional songs in my repertoire than I used to do, largely because the more I sing them, the more I grow to love them. But also it's easier to perform traditional Scottish songs in particular to an audience that doesn't have a problem with the Scots dialect. It was difficult in Australia, and still is, to put these songs across. You have to explain a lot of things that in Britain are already known. You don't have to explain them. But I'm sort of hoping that my skill at explaining them has been honed enough that I can do them here and that folk will be happy to listen.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, you've answered my next question too, because as well as talking about the traditional songs, I was going to ask you whether you still do Plains of Maralinga and the Swaggies of All Waltz Matilda Away and Migrant's Lullaby, whether they connect with your audience.
I still do all of those songs, yeah, regularly. And Dave, when I play with Dave, I mean, there has to be a high Australian content in the repertoire because he's besotted with the place, you know. Audiences there, by and large, want to hear songs about situations outside of Britain, you know. A song, for instance, like you mentioned, The Migrant's Lullaby, which is about exploitation of workers in the clothing industry. Exactly the same situation that I wrote that song in Australia about. Exactly the same situations are occurring in Britain, where migrant workers are having to work in sweatshop conditions for atrociously low wages, exploited to the hilt. It's a major media story at the moment in Britain. So that song's quite relevant over there, even though it is actually set in Australia.
Dinner's done, it's time to clear the kitchen table. Rubber soles and leather upper stacked in rows. Ali's on the needle, Mohammed spreads the glue. Mother does the dishes, Dad's drunk and wants to argue. Fatima's hands are bleeding, tonight she gets to watch a TV show. In the morning she'll have twice as much to do. Oh, lie down and sleep, little one. There's only 4 hours till dawn. Tomorrow's a new day, the deadline's on Tuesday, and there's still so much work to be done. Now Muhammad, he won't speak to his dad no more. He says he had an heir to bring them here. Fatima, she's older, she's got a bit more sense. She knows the old man's drinking, it's just his last defense. Her mother looks so tired, Ali pours his dad another beer. He drinks it with a broken man's defiance. He says, lie down and sleep, little one. There's only 4 hours till dawn. Tomorrow's a new day, the deadline's on Tuesday, and there's still so much work to be done. Fatima remembers the sliver of light under the door in the night. Dad's off to work, snuggle. He's taking us all to Australia. And a Melbourne dawn, a little girl gets out of bed. No school today, she'll work for 16 hours. On Sundays, she wanders through the malls and the arcades. In Cologne she feels ashamed of, sees all the pretty things she's made. Fatima, your hands are bleeding, one day bleeding hands will seize the hour. Today she's just a child slave for the rag trade. Oh, lie down, sleep, little one. There's only 4 hours till dawn. Tomorrow's a new day, the deadline's on Tuesday, and there's still so much work to be done.
A Migrant's Lullaby from Alistair Hewlett, together with fiddle player Dave Swarbrick. And before that, a studio session that we recorded for Music Deli in 2001, in which he played a few songs and talked about his music. You're listening to Music Deli here on Radio National, this week paying tribute to Alistair Hewlett, who sadly died in Glasgow just over 1 week ago. Next up, a live performance that we recorded at the Portferry Folk Festival back in 1992. Alistair was, as usual, outspoken and passionate in his performance.
The employee workers who toil night and day, by hand and by brain, to earn your pay, who for centuries long past for no more than your bread have bled for your country and counted your dead in the factories and mills, in the shipyards and mines, who've often been told to keep up with the times, for our skills are not needed. They've streamlined the job, and with slide rule and stopwatch our pride they have robbed. Aye, but when the sky darkens and the prospect is war,
who's given a gun, then pushed to the floor and expected to die. On the land of Abba, though we've never owned one hand. We're the first ones to die. We're the first ones in line for that pie in the sky, and we're always the last when the cream is shared out. For the worker is working when the fat cat's about. Aye, and all of these things the worker has done, from tilling the fields to carrying the gun. We've been yoked to the plough since time first began, and always expected to carry the can.
Thank you very much. I'll play you a